Let's go to the Truitt Insurance and Bonding Hotline right now, though, and talk with Skip. Skip, are you with us?
Skip Poe, Alabama Road Builders Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony and Brock. Thanks for having me on. I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. What you got going on this morning? I know y'all are in the middle of, is it Work Zone Awareness Week? Oh. Did I say that right?
Yes, other than leaving off national, but it's both here in Alabama and nationally, so we're just participating in part of it. It technically kicks off Monday, but we got a little early kickoff on Tuesday this week with a, we call it the Capitol kickoff, where we have a big press conference at the state capitol and have speakers from ALEA and ALDOT and state legislature as well as the industry come in and start speaking. A lot of folks wonder, so we mentioned what is National Work Zone Awareness Week. It's a annual spring campaign. This is entering year 25. But it's held at the start of the construction season to encourage safe driving through highway work zones.
Which is incredibly important, by the way, to interrupt.
That's not a throwaway concept.
Man, it's, those guys do a great job, and I know it gets frustrating, you know, sometimes driving through work zones, but please, everybody, pay attention, because, you know, accidents happen more often than they should, and half the time it is, you know, people either one trying to get somewhere too fast and not paying attention, or
texting
and doing different things.
And you just open the doors. The key message every year is that drivers use extra caution in work zones, and there's always a theme each year. Now, this year's is work zones are temporary. Actions behind the wheel can last forever.
Oof.
Of course, when you have some program like that, there's always a theme poster. And this year, it's basically you can see out of the windshield of the car, you can see a work zone, but you're looking basically at the steering wheel and the speedometer, and of course it's too fast, and you're looking at a driver with a cell phone in his hand, and so that's just a key point right there, is that distracted driving so many times is that most accidents and crashes and fatalities in work zones is a 4-to-1. It's the driver and the passenger than it is the worker. You know, the worker to us is very important, but drivers get distracted. They're driving too fast. They can't handle their actions in a work zone, and it winds up costing them or their passenger their lives. So it's a message that we try to get out each year, that roughly pay attention to the work zone, because you don't – workers know what's about to happen. Drivers, you don't know what you're about to – come up upon. You got to be paying attention.
I was driving yesterday and saw, actually it was a Maserati, and it came around a little bit of a corner, and clearly the person was on their phone texting, and they gave themselves a road rash to their Maserati. You know, it hit the curb and kind of bounced off of it, and to your point, in this case, that person has a really aggravating case of tire rash to their nice Maserati car. But if that was a work zone, the consequences are much more grave.
Absolutely. And this fits right into, you know, last year, Senator Jeb Wagner here in the Birmingham area got a law passed for hands-free driving. There were some provisions that were left out of that bill last year, and he has come back this year trying to strengthen those requirements on there to get the phone out of your hand and what the consequences are if you do. And so that fits right into the standpoint of, if that gets passed, even now what's out there, I mean, we can drive down the interstate and you can pass somebody in the right-hand lane, which they're not supposed to be in the left-hand unless they're passing someone to begin with, but you pass them in the wrong lane and you look over and what are they doing?
Yeah.
They're sitting there with their phone in their hand trying to read a text message,
right,
trying to send something, read the newspaper, play
watch
the paper,
a movie,
whatever it is, and they're not paying attention.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention to the roadway.
Well, man, we need to get on. This is, I'm half kidding, half not on this. I've said it before. Like the other day, and there is, and deservedly so, you know, the big push on texting and all. But, I mean, honest to God, there's like one out of every four cars driving in the road, there's a dog running around in the car, and nobody ever says anything about that. I was at a stoplight the other day, and this guy literally had a German Shepherd leaning across him with his head out the window in the driver's seat, and nobody ever mentions that.
Right.
I mean, what is with that?
Absolutely.
Skip, I'm putting you in charge of that. Get
on that's
it.
Right. That goes back to driver responsibility, for sure, driver distraction.
I'll add that to my to-do list.
Yeah, please, please. Aren't you glad you called in now?
Yeah, no teacup poodles in the lab. That's just as bad as texting.
Yeah. Well, man, that's great. What else has the Road Builders got going on? Y'all always say busy, and, I mean, seriously, it's just critical to infrastructure in the state and getting around. I know, are y'all in any way involved, like, in the big bridge in Mobile? Does that fall under kind of anybody's purview, or what happens with that?
So our members span across the state and outside our borders as well. So we roughly what's going on there, because you probably heard about the pause in the work
yeah,
on the main span. We've got members that, well, the Mainspan bridge contractor, that joint venture is one of our members, as well as all the subcontractors. So we do all work across the state, whether it's what's going to go on the West Alabama Highway, what's now going on across the state, whether it's a project out on 565 or I-20. Our membership is roughly probably around 160 right now. We're in a huge growth spurt. Over the last 14, 15 months, we've added 47 members. We've got a lot of excitement going on.
I was going to congratulate you. I see your updates all the time. And since you've kind of, I guess, taken over the leadership, man, there has been a ton of growth. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. We've just got a lot of momentum, and it's real easy once you get this, like a snowball going down the mountain. You know, we're roughly in the avalanche mode right now, trying to gather up members. So we've gotten contractors, subcontractors, material vendors, equipment dealers, engineers, bankers, accountants. I think we've added everything this year except for a bond and insurance company.
So you need us. You need us on board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do y'all know two of those guys? Maybe we can try and get those as well.
So. We know somebody. Yeah.
Yes. Somebody good, by the way.
And by the way, not that we want to go into individual projects, but it is very interesting, the one about the Mobile Bridge, and I did see that pause, and it has to do with really the ALDOT trying to find some cost savings, right?
Holy cow, man, that thing is, every project has ballooned that's sitting out there, but did you see that thing's up to like $3.5 billion now?
Well, supply chain stuff, I mean, it's all very interesting, and of course, risk, that's going to go into, that's what went into the change in that USF stadium that we talked about. Was placing the risk of basically supply chain increases. And so, that's all very interesting. And I mean, Skip, as we take that and go back then to your membership, I mean, I've got to think that when something like that happens to one member, that's chewed on and folks are trying to figure out within that industry, how do we respond to things like that, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I was on that team years ago when it got canceled back in 2019. And so we had discussions about what the costs were going to be, what your scope was going to be, trying to build something that would be a nice visual on the Mobile skyline, at the same point be functional. And so when it got canceled, now we have COVID and then everything. I mean, let's just look at it. A 12 pack of drinks was $3 prior to COVID. Yeah. Now it's like $6.50. You're like, this is the life we live in. Inflation has just really hurt our pocketbooks over the last few years, and it's at the standpoint with Mobile. I mean, the costs are so much now. It's like, when do you say enough is enough? And okay, what can the pocketbook afford, as well as what's going to be something we want for the next 75, 100 years?
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We're on the air right now with Skip Poe with the Alabama Road Builders Association, the director. And Skip, you know, as all the folks who are listening out there, maybe there are some folks who could be potential members, whether it's an auxiliary member or somebody
it
who doesn't necessarily.
So much.
Yeah. If someone's interested in at least talking to you about becoming a member, how would they go about doing that?
Well, we've got some information on our website, www.alrba.org. As well as just roughly, you can email me at skip@alrba.org, and then we're roughly can have more conversation. We've got primarily just your road and bridge contractors and anything along the line that supports that, like guardrail and signs, all that comes into our membership. And then we roughly get into all the different types of associates that I said earlier. It's material vendors, equipment dealers, engineers, bankers. We already have some bond insurance companies, but we could always use more. But it's amazing that construction lawyers, accountants, I mean, in the world we live in, it's all about relationships. And so if you don't have a relationship with someone, then roughly are you likely to use them? And the association provides those opportunities to roughly network and grow a relationship, and then at the time you need them, then they're there.
Yeah. Hey, man, kind of quickly, that West Alabama project that you mentioned, that's really interesting to me. I mean, that hopefully is going to open up an area of the state to more development. All these things you got to have access to really, to get an economic development project to sort of look relocate in that. How's that coming along?
It's in the design process now. So, Brassell and Gorey, a contractor here in town, is roughly the prime contractor on that effort. And so they're in the design phase now. And once that gets to a standpoint where they're, and that project's going to be broken into phases. So as phases get ready, then roughly they'll, with that being design build, they'll negotiate the cost for each segment, and then roughly construction will begin.
Okay. Are there any other big projects out there that maybe are coming up or even in a discussion phase that you can think of that or that you could share that, that really would have an impact, like a big impact?
Well, there's several rebuild projects going on right now. Roughly, they just let the State Route 52 project down in Geneva. That's going to extend four lane coming out of Dothan to open up opportunities in a rural area in Geneva County to get improved traffic coming to Dothan. Be shocked how many people use that route. Panhandle Florida from the beach.
Sure.
The Birmingham North Belt Line, the section there between 75 and 79 that was graded out when I was still working for ALDOT about 8 years ago, is that paving contract let at the end of March, so it should be starting work in the next month and a half. ALDOT still wants to do some more widening on 565. The big project there, widening 59 from 459 there in Trustville, it should be coming up to bid in the next couple of months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
There are three big projects coming on 65 in Shelby County starting later this year to extend the work that was completed back in 2019 from there at Alabaster, where Walmart is, going south all the way to Calera at exit 231.
Oh, wow.
It'll be three different projects. So there's a lot of different things coming that contractors be on the road in prime areas to roughly improve situations. And with what the legislature's passed on the game plan to bring more industry in, it's important that roughly we be building to fit those areas where they can roughly bring industries in and then open up the doors for economic growth. And at that point, get people working. And that's the package they're working now, workforce development. If we can turn around and bring industry in, get people working, then we need to be building infrastructure to support those efforts.
Well, and you all are foundational infrastructure.
Right?
I mean, really, that road system is infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and it's in the day we've got roads that need to be widened roughly. So you always look at that logic. If you build it, they will come. Going
right
back to Field of Dreams, and that's
sure.
all we need to have. We need to have a Field of Dreams, and if we roughly want to bring more industry in, then roughly we've got to have the road bridge structure to support and move traffic. Otherwise, we turn into Atlanta or Nashville.
Yeah, Skip, we're about to have to run, but real quick, if people are, you know, we talk about all the time, I mean, how important all the construction companies are, but if people want to get involved, you know, do y'all have any kind of effort to attract people to the industry, or where do y'all stand on that front?
You know, getting involved and starting a company is always one of those risks. It's a huge challenge. We don't necessarily that's a harder challenge to aid someone. That's more of a something you got to focus on. There are business niches out there that where there's always a need for companies to do, and it really comes back into your expertise. But roughly, once you're in the industry, you're all in. We provide a network of various contractors and support companies out there that roughly you can get involved and get to know with and then build a relationship.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as everybody starts, a lot of times you start as a subcontractor, you build a relationship, you grow your company, and then you grow into a prime.
Okay. Well, fantastic, man. We're about to run, but anything you want to say to close?
Let's go back to National Work Zone Awareness Week. We've got events all over the state, where it's in Mobile. We've got two press conferences. One is a national press conference on Monday afternoons. It's the inaugural of that effort to emphasize struck by incidents, and those are so critical because that's how our workers get killed. They get struck by someone. We lost two last year, and there is a move over act already in place, but Representative Brett Marcus and Senator Gerald Allen are strengthening that law this year to account for construction and road workers, to roughly put an emphasis out there. Move over when you approach situations like a wrecker on the side of the road, a first responder, or now construction maintenance workers or survey workers. But give them space. And if you can't give them space, slow down. So we just emphasize enough and using other events. We've got an interview with Midday Mobile on Tuesday. We've got a press conference here in Birmingham on Wednesday morning at Dunn Construction up on Highway 79.
Yeah.
Each day has a different event. So just be looking on your social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. We'll get messages out there to continue to hammer home. This is the time of year we're going to increase our construction. Please pay attention, because more than likely a driver is going to be affected more so than a worker. But our workers are our families, and it's just hard when you lose a worker to have to go to their family.
And there's no need for it.
They're not coming home. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Well, hey, man, you're doing a great job. The Alabama Road Builders Association is a fantastic organization. And, man, keep up the great work, and good luck with everything, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank y'all. Appreciate us having it on, and I look forward to more discussion with y'all.
All right, take care.
Yeah, that's Skip Poe, the director of the Alabama Road Builders Association.